This goes to Dr. Shireen, S-H-I-R-E-E-N, HAQ. It's H-A-Q-U-E. Care of the Saginaw Veterans Administration. The fax is 989-321-4085. Regarding Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, Cushman, C-U-S-H-M-A-N. Date of birth, October 2nd of 1940. Dear Dr. Hack, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Cushman with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, proteinuria, and gout. His last visit was January 6th of this year. Since that time, he's lost 4 pounds over the last 7 months. He states he's feeling well. He is slightly hard of hearing, and his wife is present with him for this visit. He denies any hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. He has nocturia and incontinence that are unchanged. No chest pain or palpitations. No falls or syncopal episodes. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Several meds have been changed. Bisoprolol has been increased to 10 milligram daily. Allopurinol is 100 milligram daily. He's now on aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Zetia is 5 milligram once daily. Teclistan is 250 milligram every 12 hours. He's off the oxybutynin. He's off the vitamin D. He's also off magnesium and citracal since his last visit. Physical examination, weight is 240 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 62. Pulse is 83, and oxygen saturation on room air is 96%. Neck is supple, there's no JVD. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 2nd of 2022. Creatinine was slightly better at 2.1. Estimated GFR is 31. Sodium, 139. Potassium, 4.6. Carbon dioxide, 25. Calcium, 9.1. Glucose is 126. And I don't have a recent hemoglobin today. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, proteinuria, and history of gout. We've given the patient an order for lab studies to be done every 3 months. He will get those locally, so we won't have to travel to Saginaw for lab testing. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.